Hi, I'm Sonia Berger. I'm chatting to you from Paarl, this beautiful historic town in South Africa in which I live and work. Today we're going to chat about three different phrasal verbs. The first one is knock out, the second one is brush off, and the third one is build up. So let's go into my study and discuss these three phrasal verbs and look at sample sentences that illustrate them. Please come along. Right, so let's start with the first phrasal verb, knock out. It has five different meanings. The first meaning is to make someone unconscious or to cause him or her to sleep. Let's start with a boxing sentence. He knocked his opponent out in the first round with a fast right. So this is a literal meaning. In other words, he punches him, he knocks him out so that he falls down and loses consciousness. I just want to add here that you don't have to be unconscious to be knocked out in boxing. You just have to be unable to get up and continue the fight for at least 10 seconds. But that was the literal meaning of knock out. You could also use this in the sense of sleeping. Geez, I took that medicine with alcohol accidentally and it knocked me out for hours. So in this case, the person isn't physically knocked out. This person isn't unconscious, but the person sleeps for a couple of hours. The second meaning of knockout is to defeat a person or a team so that that person or team cannot continue competing. And here we're going to have a tennis sentence. During the 2016 French Open, Djokovic knocked out the rising Austrian tennis star Dominic Thiem in a victory of 6-2, 6-1 and 6-4. So Djokovic knocked out, defeated the Austrian tennis star. Djokovic could carry on to the next round, the final round, but Thiem couldn't. Third meaning, to damage or destroy. Sample sentence. Massive solar flares could knock out power grids and leave communities in darkness for several weeks. So a solar flare is a brief eruption of intense high energy radiation from the sun's surface. And if these flares are large enough, they have the potential to knock out power grids on Earth. The fourth meaning is an informal meaning, and that is to do something with great energy, to go for it. Example sentence, eat and drink as much as you like and dance the night away. Knock yourselves out. So notice the use of the reflexive pronoun here. Knock yourselves out, or knock yourself out, or I knocked myself out. There is a sense of abandon, of doing whatever you like to your heart's content. Meaning five, to be impressed by something or someone. Wow, that band knocked me out. The concert was awesome. So in this sense, one is surprised at how good something is. So when something knocks you out, there's often an element of surprise. And now for the second phrasal verb, brush off. We're going to look at one literal meaning of brush off and two figurative meanings. Sample sentence of the first meaning, which is to get rid of something from a surface. Brush off the dandruff from your collar. Now we all know what dandruff is, those little pieces of white dead skin from your head. In this case, you literally brush them off from the collar. The second meaning of brush off is to ignore someone's attempt at establishing a relationship with you. Sample sentence. The engineering student tried to ask the drama student on a date. He texted her, he invited her to the movies, he asked her out for drinks several times, but she kept brushing him off. So it's clear that this girl does not want to establish a relationship with the engineering student. And that is why she ignores his attempts at establishing this relationship. She brushes him off. The third meaning is to refuse to listen to someone or to that person's ideas. Example sentence from the world of work. If you brush off my suggestions about changing our business model, we run the risk of bankrupting this firm in the next 10 years. We have to keep up with change and we have to look to the future. So in this case, the employee has suggestions about changing the business model, but the boss brushes them off. He ignores them, he refuses to listen to them. Very often when you use this meaning of brush off, there's a sense of disrespect, a sense of a dismissive attitude. And now for the last phrasal verb, and that is to build up. Number one, after they had found the hungry, wasted child, they built up his strength by feeding him healthy food and giving him lots of love. Now, this meaning of build up is to increase or intensify something. The second meaning is to develop. Let's look at a sample sentence about a family who became very wealthy. It is often the case that the first generation builds up wealth. The second generation builds on that wealth. And unfortunately, the third generation often wastes the wealth. So here's a sense of development. The first and second generations develop wealth. They build it up. And then unfortunately, it is wasted in the third generation. Interestingly enough, the world's richest man at this stage, Bill Gates, is not going to leave the bulk of his fortune to his children. And he has this to say, they need to have a sense that their own work is meaningful and important. Meaning three of build up, and that is to improve through a positive attitude. Sample sentence. Always build up other people with kind words. Never break them down with criticism. Now, when I was young, my dad gave me this very valuable advice. He said, my child, whenever you joke, joke positively. Don't joke negatively at the expense of someone. Wise words indeed. And that is all for today. To summarize, go knock yourselves out. Think carefully before you brush off good ideas. And always build up those around you.